Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
At Evans & Dixon in downtown St. Louis, senior attorney Ben Fletcher tells KMOX he fields a lot of questions from businesses about outsourced IT and cloud services. Fletcher says one challenge for companies is the fact that many cloud service providers have standard service agreements that aren't negotiable.
If it's limited the vendor's liability in the event of a problem, that business owner could be left as the only culpable party in the event of a dispute over a data breach, or if there's been some loss of information from one of the business's customers that might be based upon that platform.
In that case, Fletcher says he advises clients to explore options for cybersecurity insurance and to look at ways they can adjust for that risk.
So, for example, if a company is sending information up to a cloud service provider, that company should be prepared to have a backup locally and not just rely upon everything that they're giving their cloud service provider.
Fletcher also points out not all data has to go to a cloud vendor.
Maybe they need to take a step back and really isolate what information do they want to have in the cloud versus what information do they want to keep stored locally. So for example would be customer information, social security numbers, address data, things of that nature.
While you can't control what security a cloud provider has in place, Fletcher says the more information you have on how they do protect digital information, the better.
Be familiar with what type of data security and cybersecurity practices that cloud provider is representing in their agreement. Perhaps maybe ask to see something in writing as to what practices that they adhere to.
And he says it's good to know whether that vendor uses third parties to help with storage demands.
So if something goes south, and they want to assert some legal rights or claim breach of contract, well, if there is no privity between them, the problem will be is making that connection in if you're trying to get a legal relief of any kind.
Inside companies, Fletcher tells KMOX he recommends a comprehensive information security policy that dictates what devices employees can use and how they're allowed to use them. Megan Lynch, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.